Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
Hello, hello, everybody. How are you? And you're right, I am not Gary Stein.
You're definitely not Gary Stein.
I am not Gary Stein. I am Steven Wallman.
And I am Max Sobel.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. We actually gave Gary the week off.
That's right. And we wish him well, and he'll be back next week.
Absolutely. But you know what that means.
I know exactly what that means. We get to make our own show.
Yeah.
No rules. It's lawless,
like,
today on the radio.
When the substitute teacher comes into school.
Yeah.
We have Noah in the sound room. Shout out to Noah. He's great. He's going to handle a lot of the controls today to make sure we don't explode the radio. And
Noah,
if we say
engineer.
Anything inappropriate, there is like a substitute teacher here. So Gary's not the teacher today, but we'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
I'm confident.
Exciting things. I mean, I'm really excited.
I'm extremely excited.
So many good things to talk about to you today. And we're actually, the first thing before we even get started, we want to give you some very important phone numbers. The first phone number that I want to give you is to actually call the show and speak to us within the next hour. So that phone number is 410-922-6680. That's 410-WCBM-680.
Now, the other number that we want you to write down, since you have your pen
Wait, we didn't ask them to get their pen and paper out first.
So, you're right. So everybody, listeners out there in Radioland, please grab a pen and paper. The second number we want you to write down is the number that we use for you to contact us every single day other than today. That's 443-743-2444.
Right. You can also text the word HEMP, H-E-M-P, to 26786, and that'll get you subscribed to our mobile messaging platform, which we can communicate with you that way.
Yeah, but in the meantime, let's talk about how cool it is to be here again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thrilled to be back in front of the microphone. Steve and I were just talking about this. We never really aspired to be radio people. I mean, I didn't think about this ever, you know, but it's interesting to be able to be local, be here for all of you, and be around to help you, especially during trying times.
Yeah, it's another way for us to reach people, which is new for both of us. So thanks for listening. We've gotten some great feedback so far. And what we want to do today's show is a giveaway. Which is something we haven't done before. We didn't ask Gary for permission, but we're going to do it anyway.
I'm excited to do a giveaway.
Noah
and we
approves.
Need to do it. Noah, the engineer, approves.
He does.
Yeah.
So, now, we're going to give you a chance to win either a Max and Stevens dad hat, which is a baseball hat.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool hat.
Or a T-shirt.
Or a T-shirt. And the number to call to be able to answer our trivia question, which we're going to give you, is 410-922-6680. Ready for the trivia question?
That's right. That's right. We're going to do a trivia question. Max, do you...
Right. So the trivia question is this. Go to our website, www.maxandstevens.com, and go to our lab report page. And if you can name...
Oh, wait a minute. You're giving away all the hints.
Well, what do you mean? I'm trying to help them out. I want them to win something.
That's cheating.
I want them to help.
Not yet. Let's give them the question first, and then we'll see who gets it. Or if no one gets it, then we can give hints.
You're a lot more generous than me. Go ahead. Give them the question.
All right. What third-party lab does Max and Stevens use for batch 4?
Batch 4.
Of CBD drops.
Our most recent batch, batch 4. What is the name of the third-party lab that we use for batch 4?
Right. The name of the company. Call 410-922-6680. That's 410-WCBM-680, and we'll see if anyone calls with the right answer. Right, Max?
That's exactly right.
We don't have to give any hints out yet.
That's exactly right.
All right, so we do. We definitely had a great show last week. We got some great feedback about Doc G. He was real helpful, giving people some good tips on really how to get through the tough time. And, you know, our specialty, what we can talk about, is our hemp CBD, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what we know. That's what we do.
It's all about the hemp CBD. It's a schvitz in here. It's always a schvitz in here. I don't know how you get a guy my size in here. And you, I mean, you don't need, you know, Brick Bodies is closed. You don't need a gym membership. This is the WCBM weight loss plan
it's
in
these
here.
Studio lights. Yeah.
Yeah, we were told we can't have any air in here.
Yeah, the fan would spread things around. So let's talk about what we've been up to, you know, because I don't get to see Max enough, I'm realizing. I mean, we used to spend every day together, right? We'd be in the office on sales calls and events. I haven't really seen, I feel like we haven't really connected. So let's use this as a few minutes. What's been going on with you, buddy?
I mean, you know, social distancing, right? I mean, here's the thing, right? I'm glad that they have a term for it now. I've pretty much been aspiring my entire adult life to accomplish something like this. But now they officially have a term for it. So we've been social distancing. That's what we've been doing. We've been staying home. We've been only coming out for the essentials, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
And you?
Doing more exercise?
More exercise, doing more walking, that sort of thing.
Well, how's Rufus doing? I mean, the best super dog. What's how's he been coping with this? You guys all the time to himself, right?
I think that he's very happy that we're around all the time, but at the same time, I think that he's a little irritated with all the walks that he's been on. He doesn't understand what a coronavirus is, nor does he care. So he's happy to see us, but he's also really tired. And you? What about you? I know you've got some additions to your family over there.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. So as soon as we realized that we were going to be on a lockdown scenario, not being traveled, our events canceled, I immediately talked to my my kids and I said, all right, now's the time. We're going to get some puppies. I've wanted puppies for 10 years, but always busy. They need a lot of time and attention.
They're cute.
So about almost 2 weeks ago, that's what my whole life's been. I'm rolling in the mud and poop and pee-pee. And
I don't think you can say it on the radio.
All the fun puppy stuff. But, you know, CBD comes up a lot. When people ask me about pets, and I know it's done so well for Rufus, when I got the puppies, you know, I've accepted that they're puppies. They're going to make mistakes, but it has been extremely helpful for me to stay calm through the most frustrating moments when I think they got it, right? They're not going to go in the house. They understand, right? Every time I take them outside, the same spot, this is where you're supposed to go, come inside, as soon as I turn around or whatever, they pee right in front of me.
Well, they like routine. So if you're going to let them pee wherever they want, they're going to continue peeing wherever they want, right?
Yeah. I mean, what am I supposed to do anyway?
You're supposed to give them CBD.
If you got any tips on how to do that.
Well, Rufus will tell you that CBD's changed his life. You
know? I know. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting trained.
Yeah,
at this
that's
point.
Part of
it. I feel like when one of them pees, it's like, oh, well, we know if we pee on the floor, he's going to take us outside. I feel like we're at that point now in the relationship with these puppies.
Well, so for Rufus, the CBD helped him with basically just not being so stressed out. So I can't imagine that it wouldn't help your puppies also be, because I have to imagine that every new thing that they get exposed to, they get a little stressed out
about. Yeah, actually, one of them was a little more stressed than the other.
Yeah.
Linda sings to them, so they sleep. And
that's nice.
Ever since she started that practice, it's been great.
It's very nice. Very nice.
So let's talk about some things that can help our listeners, in addition to hemp CBD, to deal with things that not specifically any specific day, but regular challenges in life.
Okay.
Anxiety, stress. There's a tremendous amount of anxiety, whether it's a financial anxiety or a health anxiety. Absolutely, I agree. Now it's heightened. However, there's always this level of anxiety. And there's some really simple things. Doc G talked about some last week. I think I want to review just a few of them because it's really helpful, at least for our listeners.
I agree.
One of the things that I talk to my kids about is calling some loved ones, whether it's someone that you don't speak to regularly, whether they're in a situation or not in a situation of a higher risk or whatever, just reach out and actually use the phone and call them. FaceTime is great, and there's a lot of technologies to use that, but someone that you haven't talked to in a while, just reach out and see what can happen because... I've had some really great conversations with people that I haven't spoken to in a while.
And especially seniors. You know, seniors are spending a lot of time at home right now, and we don't blame them, and that's the right thing to do. So reach out, talk to your seniors, talk to your loved ones. Some of them might be a little technologically challenged, so be patient with them. Reach out to them, see how they're doing, make sure that they're okay. We try to call my mom every day. We try to call Vicky's mom every day, Vicky's dad, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's really important.
That's a good thing. What other things, Max, do you think
Well, I think that the way to stay calm is you can do some breath work and meditation type of stuff. And I'm not trying to get all woo-woo on this audience, but there's nothing wrong with sort of, you know, taking a minute to sort of breathe properly, taking a minute to sort of count your blessings, to meditate, to really just gather your thoughts, to help you relax.
Gotcha. And you know what? We had a call.
We have a caller?
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
And the caller is Lorraine in Canton. Now, she has some advice for pets in the house.
Okay.
I'm really curious, what do you have for us, Lorraine?
Okay, bring her on. Hi, Lorraine.
I understand there's, like, something you can put down, like paper, or something you can spray that will tell your little doggy where to go pee-pee and poopy in the house.
That's right, Lorraine.
And, yeah, try PetSmart.
Wait, does that make them pee in the house, just at a certain location?
Yeah, on the location where you want them to go in the house.
Oh, gotcha. Well, so I appreciate that suggestion. I'm trying to get them to go outside of the house. They do it inside the house.
Your doctor can help you. Now, I have litter pins for the cats, so I don't know if your dogs would like that.
Oh, no. No,
I'm pretty sure my dog wouldn't like a litter pin.
All right, well, thank you very much for the call in, Lorraine. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I'm going to get them to go outside. I think they've kind of selected some specific spaces inside, but I really appreciate the call in. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lorraine. Let me just round that out. So some breath work and meditation is important just to getting yourself grounded and getting yourself in the right state of mind and to calm down.
Yes. With that, I think a nice deep breath, it's pretty easy, but when you focus on it and think about it, it does change things if you...
Yeah. I mean, this is another good opportunity to sort of get enough sleep. We typically don't get enough sleep.
Yes.
And this is a good opportunity to catch up on your sleep, because even the folks that are working from home, I mean, let's say you got to be clocked into the office at, say, 9 o'clock or whatever it may be, you can get up a little bit later so you can get enough sleep and you can actually get the rest that you'd require.
And what about naps are fine, right?
Naps are completely fine.
All right, because I love naps.
You know what the best part of naps are? Is if you're on a Zoom meeting at work, you can actually paint on top of your eyelids to show like you have eyeballs. So you can actually nap while you're on the call, just so you know.
That's a trick. That's a good trick. If anyone can try that, I'd love to see that. All right. I would love to give out our number again, because we still haven't had anyone with the right answer for our giveaway today. So the phone number to call is 410-922-6680. That's 6680. Kind of WCBM 680.
And just to reiterate, the trivia question is, what is the lab report company that we use for our latest batch, which is batch 4?
Right, batch 4. And we'll be doing this all day. And we're getting ready to come up to our break here, and we have a great visitor here. We mentioned her on one of the episodes.
I think it was episode 2. She couldn't make it, but we're very, very excited to bring on Meredith Piccinini. She's a friend of ours. She's a partner of ours. She is a registered nurse practitioner, and specifically in the medical cannabis space.
Yes, Meredith. Talk to you after the break, whenever that is.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
And once again, I am Stephen Wallman.
And I am Max Sobel, and Gary Stein has the week off, and we hope to see him back here next week.
We have the substitute teacher in
we
here
have
today.
Substitute
Noah.
Teacher. Yep.
He's been great.
Noah,
very
the
helpful.
Engineer.
We haven't messed up yet. How have we been doing? Okay. All right.
Great. Noah says great.
All right. We have a contest going on. There has yet to be a winner. So we've had a few calls, no one winning yet. The question, let me give you the phone number first. The phone number, because you want to get on this quickly. I think some people might know this one. The phone number to call if you want to call the station to win either a Max and Stevens hat or a shirt is 410-922-6680. And the question is, to be clear,
the question is, what is the company that we use for our lab report for our latest batch, batch 4?
That's
what
it.
Is the name of that company?
All right. What's the name of that company? Okay, great. Let us, without any further ado, introduce to you, for the first time on Understanding CBD with Max and Stevens, Meredith Piccinini.
Meredith, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are very happy to talk to you, Meredith. We appreciate you joining us, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and yeah. We wanted to first introduce you to the audience and the listeners. So tell them who you are.
All right. Well, I grew up here in Baltimore. I've been a nurse practitioner since 2005 and started originally up in Massachusetts and then down in D.C. and spent a little time in Buffalo as well doing primary care. But I came back to Baltimore in 2011 and was over working at Johns Hopkins doing some chronic pain management with inpatients. And eventually, based on my own kind of anecdotal experience and what I had been seeing with the trends of cannabis out west, I decided to start my own practice a couple years ago, and I focus only on cannabis patients in Maryland, so able to see a decent amount of people, get them certified, and give people access to the dispensaries and not at a ridiculous price so that people can then go in and do some shopping and get the medication that they need. Especially now, I'm really happy to hear that the cannabis business and a lot of CBD shops are open right now just to be able to provide medicine to patients, and it's considered essential. And
it's
I would agree.
Right.
Absolutely. And Meredith, thank you. And just so to be clear, Meredith is a nurse specifically in the state of Maryland that is registered to help patients get set up with the state in order to shop at the dispensaries. Is that right?
Correct. That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm like a certifying provider.
Okay, a certifying provider. And there's a lot of questions that people have around this. Just to give your phone number real quick, if someone does have an interest and was curious, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, I have a really awesome partner now named Austin Allen, and we are working together. We are opening a shop in Canton, a little CBD shop as well. And you can reach us on the website, www.koseleg. It's spelled koseleg.org. Or the number is 443-717-3747. And we both work together to give the patient both sort of the medical side, and then Austin can really give a cannabis-focused side to get the patients feeling confident in the dispensary and when they do that end of it. And then we also teach people a lot about the endocannabinoid system and engaging in CBD products that can really accentuate your life and help calm things down, like you guys were just talking about a few minutes ago.
Sure. So calming down and anxiety. So from your perspective and the rules of the state of Maryland that you practice, what are qualifying conditions that someone can, know whether or not they would qualify for a medical marijuana card in Maryland?
Yeah, so there are several. There are diagnosable diseases, something like glaucoma, seizures, and then there are things that are mostly something we call a condition or a symptom, some things like muscle spasms, chronic pain, severe pain, severe nausea, cachexia, which is like a disorder where you're extremely emaciated and very thin, anorexia, where you have lack of an appetite. And then there's an other category, which a lot of times people will use for insomnia or really difficulty sleeping and regulating their moods. So those are the primary ones. Did I miss any? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think I got most of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds good. And one of the things, as you know, and we met originally in connection with our product at KarmaFest.
It was KarmaFest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meredith, I wanted to ask you, so what would be the difference between a person that wants to go the route of the medical marijuana card in Maryland versus a person that just wants to buy, for example, hemp-derived CBD?
Well, that's an awesome question. I think, I think that anybody who's cannabis naive, is a good place to start is a CBD product. It just feels benign to people, and it's a results-driven product that people can appreciate without side effects. I think that someone that's looking for a medical cannabis card probably has had some experience with a CBD product that's helped them sleep or given them relief from a panic attack, but they have a secondary condition, or maybe a medication that they take for, you know, chemotherapy gives them nausea. So then we would want to give that patient a THC product because they would need something with like an additional kind of like
psychoactive component, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just something to work with the CBD to make it more effective for different types of conditions, if that makes sense.
And so because everybody's sort of in a state of stress right now and really anxious very much with everything that's going on with the epidemic, I mean, what would you recommend, or better yet, would you say that CBD or hemp CBD or really any cannabis product in general would help them out to relax a little bit, to sort of, you know, ease their mind a bit? Would you see a benefit
there?
Yeah.
I mean, my family is in South Carolina right now, and I sent them a box of your drops and a few other little CBD things to help with insomnia and just the general feeling of calm. There's a lot of, like you said, cognitive, or I'm thinking this, there's a lot of cognitive dissonance. I feel like nobody really knows what's going on, and